Good afternoon. Today is Monday, April the 11th, 223rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon from the construction zone. Huh? Pretty much?
That's right.
All right. The coordinator for the Rising Stars for the County of Humboldt, Office of Education, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think I got all the words there. Maybe the order's a little bit goofy. Colleen Tosti, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Yeah, you don't learn not to ask that question, do you?
I guess I'm a rookie.
There you go. Okay, well, just got to leave it to rookiedom. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about Rising Stars. You've heard some of the ads that we've had on the air over the years talking about Rising Stars. John Sapper is one of our commenters, has talked about it, as well as Gary Eagles when he's in. We'll talk a little bit more detail. New year coming up, certainly new plans, new concepts, new ideas, and a whole bunch of new print. She brought in a little bit of paperwork, and we'll wade our way through it when we come back.
Should have brought that to you a week ago to fill up on it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:12. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Colleen Tost. But before we do, well, you got our quota this afternoon coming from, I got a hair quote and I've got a grief quote. Which one do you want?
Hair.
I thought you would.
Your hair looks particularly nice.
Thank you ever so. Yes, yes. That tan color. It comes from Edna O'Brien. Winter's Tale, 1962, quote, hair was the most important thing on earth. She would never get married because you couldn't wear curlers in bed. Oh, geez. So what is it about the Rising Stars, Colleen, that has gotten people's attention?
The Rising Stars Foundation, I guess I'd have to say, whatever event you choose to attend, you, I think, will sit there, like I have, in awe, with your jaw dropped at the talent of Humboldt County students. Whether it's music, culinary, science, industrial technology, history, spelling, which you have been so gracious to help out with, I have been truly amazed over the last year, my first year with the County Office of Education, at the talent of Humboldt County students and what they can accomplish with support and encouragement and venues.
Yeah, the thing I think of is when you mention the community support, you got, well, other than Louis, mm-hmm. former Superintendent Booker, yes, you got a pretty wide gamut of individuals that are there as advisors, as a steering committee to kind of keep everything on the rail. Is that something that's critical to this equation, to this process, is to get a cross-section of community supporters who really are engaged?
Mm-hmm. You know, more than ever, for many, many years, I mean, some of these events are 33 years old. For many years, the federal government was supporting these events. And as Gary noted, through the last couple years, it's been declining to the point that a year and a half ago, it stopped completely. So the County Office of Education is completely funding these events or getting support through Rotary and businesses and others to help put on these events. Over a third of our budget for these events is on sending kids elsewhere, where they earn the opportunity in Humboldt County to compete or perform outside the area. We don't want to stop anybody from doing that. If we've got a kid that plays his violin and knocks your socks off and earns the opportunity to perform at the state performance in Fresno, California, we at the Rising Stars Foundation, with support, are going to get him there and his family. And so a lot of our support does that. So when I say now more than ever, I truly mean that. That is really becoming an urgent and significant need for our community to come together to make sure that these events continue for all students.
What has been the response?
The response has been, it's been challenging, I have to be honest and say. I have been with the foundation for a year, and so honestly, that first year was really my learning about each event, attending each event, being part of the planning of each event, and starting to put the Rising Stars Foundation name out there. But I think at this point, there's a lot of people in our community, whether it's parents or community members, have heard of the County Science Fair. They've heard of the County History Day. They've taken their kids there. But do they connect the Rising Stars Foundation as the umbrella over supporting all of these events and sending their kids to have the opportunity to compete at state?
State competition is one element. Spelling bees. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's kind of familiar with that concept. Is this tied into just the state? Is this tied into the national competition? Because we'll still see or hear or get stories about some of the national blah, 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 blah winners. Is this where it all starts from?
It does. And in some cases, it's really at the school level where, for example, the spelling bee, there are school level bees. The winners from those go on to a regional Humboldt County bee. And then County B, and so on, state. And if they do well at state, then they advance to national. And I know in the area of history, we had an Arcata student do so well at state history and down in Riverside that she earned the opportunity to compete at national on the East Coast. And we supported that trip for her as well. So it is amazing how well our kids are doing at the state level. And once in a while, you will find that we actually reach the national level.
That's got to be a little... I know it's exciting for everybody, but a little sobering also. The big time, so to speak.
It is amazing. And, in talking to our History Day coordinators that accompany our kids down to Riverside, California, and they say it's just amazing where some of these kids and the resources that they have in Southern California and throughout our state are competing with our kids from Blue Lake and Oric and Trinidad and Scotia. So it's amazing when we place or we get honorable mention or that kind of thing with the resources that we have available compared to some of the others. One of the nice things, especially in the area of history and some of the others, is the support of Humboldt State University. They provide their venues for no charge for almost half of our events. For history, for example, they provide history professors and others that serve as resources for some of our students to prepare to go on and compete at state. So we've really learned that we have wonderful community partners out there that help support our kids. Redwood Acres was a wonderful partner just in June with our Industrial Technology Fair and provided this phenomenal venue for our middle and high school kids to show their talents.
Do the kids get it? Do they understand how neat this is or how fun it is? Or is this one of those things that tends to get shunted off onto the side for the nerds or that kind of
mm-hmm,
profile?
Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, I'd like to say that it's life-changing in some cases. I will use the example of a Fortuna High School senior that I met right before the All County Music Festival who talked about the fact that, shared with me, no dad, drugged out mom, lives with grandma, no lunch money, nothing for breakfast. So he and grandma eat one meal a day, which is dinner. But he plays five instruments, and he plays them very well. And his teacher at Fortuna High has told him, you're going to make it. You're going to realize your dreams. And I'm getting chills as I tell you this. And in our interview with him, he said, I'm going to college and I'm going to be a professional musician.
Game on. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:19.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Colleen Tosti from Rising Stars Foundation out of the Office of Education for the county. Colleen, looking at some of the different opportunities that are there, I would imagine that a lot of the young ones get fired up. I know you have the Lemonade Day is something people have gotten excited about, and the salsa competition, the foodies and all that stuff. Are there trends, or is the overall trying to develop a broad enough platform for all the kids so that there's something there of interest for anybody who really wants to take that next step?
Mm-hmm. There definitely is. At this point, there are 10 events that recognize excellence. They're either a competition or they're students that have been selected, handpicked to compete or perform. There really is a gamut of interests. And what we've seen, for example, with Science Fair this year, there was a 20% increase in participation. Is that the schools are encouraging their kids more? Are parents encouraging kids more? Are there something in the media or in video games that are encouraging kids more? But we were really excited about something like that. And so a lot of it depends on how parents and schools are incenting or encouraging their students, you know, whether it's music and you know, spelling and history. We have a really neat event.
Just making it cool.
Making it cool.
I mean, I think particularly when you talk about the parents, you know, you shared the story with the overachieving Fortuna kid. And it's like that, I think is going to be the exceptional, obviously. Mm-hmm. But just getting him involved, getting, you know, I don't need to jump up on the soapbox, but getting the parents involved in the kids' education, period.
Absolutely.
And if it's one of these things, hooray, hooray. Mm-hmm. If it's in sports, great. If it's in debate, great. Whatever it happens to be, the involvement of the mentors for these kids or the faculty mentors, if it happens to be in that scenario. You set up 20%. I'm thinking it must have been because now we're making it important. We're perceiving it as important, sharing it as important. Because if it wasn't that, everything would be up 20%. And I'm not hearing everything was up 20%.
Absolutely. You're right. And you're absolutely right about support of kids. Somebody's got to get them to County History Day on a Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Somebody's got to make sure they've got the materials they need for their board or their you know, video or whatever that they are doing. So what we're finding is that there's always someone, hopefully, in a student's life that is going to encourage them. It might be 100 people, or it might be that one special classroom aide, or that one coach, or that one grandparent. So what Rising Stars is trying to do is we're going to provide the venues, we're going to provide the medals and the certificates and the fee that we're paying for you to go on to state. So we're putting the event on, and I'm coordinating with your teachers and your parents and hoping that you know, we have the response to really highlight these kids. And they get really jazzed. You got to have some sort of reward. Is it a medal? Is it, you know, your name on a loudspeaker or a marquee? It's absolutely wonderful. You know, any student is going to get excited about these recognition activities.
The thing that I find really cool, I guess that's, I mean, to use an old guy phrase, is even the kids that crap out, they don't go on beyond the county. It's okay. They perceive that it's okay. They know that it's okay, that maybe they'll come back next year with a little bit more commitment to it. Or maybe they made the run and that's okay. Didn't sense that there was a huge disappointment that their parents are putting so much on the kids to achieve, to win, to go the next level. It wasn't Little League moms and dads. This is more of a supportive rather than some of the other choices. Is that part of this? Is that fostered by the program? Is that something you've inserted? Why are the kids kind of kumbaya, high-fiving, go out and eat in granola afterwards kind of an approach to this?
I really think there aren't losses. As in sports, there is a win and there is a loss, so there aren't any losers. I think also the camaraderie with the kids. We have had a Mahalo videotaping each of our events. And, for example, the History Day event, I was just watching the video this morning where you had this group of 7th grade boys that did a History Day project together. And it was all about, I get to come here with my friends. We got to work on this
almost
project.
Social.
It's social, exactly. And we learned about Anne Frank. And so he's excited about the project, but he's also excited about the collaboration with his friends. And what an incredible tool that we are giving kids through these events is the tool of collaboration.
So when they work together on these, whatever the project happens to be, History Day is probably the one that I would be most apt to be involved with. Are the topics selected? Is there a theme? Do they have the opportunity to go out and say, I'm going to find out more about Josiah Gregg, and just, or mm-hmm. who was the Patrick family of Patrick's Point, and be able to do something that's mm-hmm. local? Is it directed? How do they mm-hmm. arrive at that time?
With the example of history, there is a National History Day theme each year. And so last year it was rights and responsibilities. And so the teachers and the kids work together to, you know, obviously the students can choose their topics with encouragement, you know, from their teachers and their parents that will fit that theme, with the idea that when you move on past Humboldt County, you had better be applying that theme.
So the same project gets ramped up, or they just practice it so that it's a better presentation?
Well, it really needs to be related to that theme. And it can't be kind of dealing with rights and responsibilities. So, you know, they choose those themes because hopefully there is enough material out there that any student can come up with a project.
KINS, News and Information Times 3:30. We'll be back with more from Colleen Tosti.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Colleen Tosti from the Rising Stars Foundation at the County Office of Ed. Colleen, the concept of the Rising Stars, I think everybody gets the verb out of this and the noun. But what is the end game? What is, you know, if you were trying to describe this to somebody, you said, hey, I got an idea. And the idea is a little bit different. And the idea has this, and the idea mm-hmm. has that. How would you describe the ultimate goal of this concept? Is it simple to digest, simple to understand?
It better be, yes, because we really want the community to get behind it. And yes, it is. It really is providing venues and opportunities for Humboldt County students to shine or, you know, reach for the stars and to not be satisfied with doing well in music and doing pretty okay in science. And if you have a passion in one or more of any of those areas, we want you to have something to strive for. It doesn't matter what your background is, how tiny or large your school is, what your family does, or that kind of thing. We want to provide you something to strive for. And is it the All County Music Festival, where there's 400 students selected by their schools to perform together with two practices beforehand, and that's it? Is it the salsa recipe competition, where we have students in third through sixth grades working with our local chefs and coming up with the best salsa recipe that Humboldt County has ever tasted? So I think that's what I look at it as. And then if you do well at county and you advance on to a state competition or state performance, that we're there to support that as well. And we continue to support you as you are striving for more excellence as you go on with your passion.
I'm trying to think of the ones that were in place. And it's tough for me, and I don't know others of our age group, to separate this concept or model from the old HROP. Yeah, there was the cooking, and I thought mm-hmm, that would, mm-hmm, you know, if I had figured it out that I didn't need to take certain classes to get into Humboldt that I did. I would have thought,
taken cooking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have been in the culinary thing. You know, I didn't uh-huh. need physics. Sorry, mm-hmm. Weldon. I didn't need some of the stuff that the other kids were taking because they were kind of the buddies I was with mm-hmm. and kind of the expectations of that group, if you will. Mm-hmm. it would have been so cool to do something like that. So I was kind of looking here, and certainly the music and the jazz festival and the travel and all that, that's been around. It's well established for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And the science fair, like you were alluding to. But some of these new areas, how do you know if it's starting to get traction or getting that support within the schools the same way that some of the other opportunities are?
You know, it certainly takes time. I think, you know, the salsa recipe competition, for example, is just going to be 5 years old this year. If judging from the community support that we saw at the event last year at Arcata Farmers Market and hundreds of people that came out there in the midst of Farmers Market, it doesn't take very long for people to grab on to one or more of these events. You mentioned HROP.
Free food is always good.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Note taken. You mentioned HROP, and I think the difference between some of HROP and some of the other areas that are out there and that are valid is that this really is promoting excellence. So if you are into cooking, that's awesome. Now we're going to pit you against other kids that maybe are into cooking and nutrition and gardening and the like, and allow you to strive for excellence in that. And if you have a passion in playing the flute, we're going to put the All County Music Festival as a carrot out there for you to strive for, because who plays at All County Music Festival are the best of the best.
So you're saying this is results-oriented instead of effort-based.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, baby. Well, I think that's part of the cool thing that I like out of this is that there are winners. Mm-hmm. Like with the spelling bee, yeah, okay, there's still the kumbaya and the history.
Right.
But there's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner
with
does
a great
step
big trophy.
And move on, and winning is okay. Same thing with the salsa. You know, and some of the others. Mm-hmm. Winning is okay. Mm-hmm. Winning is encouraged. There is a reason.
And I think you mentioned the word cool. Winning is cool. So it's cool to do well in science. You're not a nerd if you do well in science, because look at these opportunities.
Not after
that
Gates.
You can have.
He kind of took care of that whole nerdy thing and said, I want to be one too, by golly. KINS, News and Information Times 341. We'll be back with more from Colleen Toasty.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 344. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Colleen Toasty. Colleen, the concept of Rising Star, it's expanded certainly, but I'm noticing that there are gaps of time in between these various events. Is the goal to have one or two of these every month as a final build-out, or is this more of a second half of the year approach so that the kids kind of settle into their routines and they can start working their projects?
I think on purpose, most of it happens in the second half of the year. The event that is coming up in October is the salsa recipe competition. That is working with chefs, creating a recipe that will be judged and tasted at the farmers market. Beyond that, then we start in with January with Gate Academy, February with History Day, and so on. So yeah, I think it's not by accident that the vast majority of these events are in the second half of the school year, which means we are fast and furious getting these together and making sure that everybody's ready and that people know about them and that we've got it together.
Can I put in something for a pumpkin hoedown? I mean, salsa's cool, and I would probably, but I'm thinking, you know, what's available that time of the year?
Mm-hmm.
You can do crab. I know I kind of punished Gary a couple times about where's the crab festival, or, you know, chowder, you know, that kind of stuff, because I know they're trying to do some of that as a regional attraction for the area.
Uh-huh.
Is there an effort to mirror what's going on in the community with the kids, too? So let's say, for example, the clam chowder or whatever, seafood chowder, whatever it's going to turn out to be, comes to fruition locally. Will you try to do a junior division of that, so to speak?
We could. You know, it always needs to be a competition or some type of performance where you're selected to be there. A lot depends also on when the state competitions are. And so,
or
for
if
example,
there's a state competition.
Or if there is a state competition. So, for example, the science fair state competition last year is at the end of April. We wouldn't have ours in mid-October with all of that time. So a lot of our calendar is due to that. We talked about jazz festival or, you know, music. The music festival has kind of gone back and forth in its nearly 60 years between November and March. And the jazz festival happens in March. And so last year it was in November. This year it's going to March. And so, yeah, there are different factors, but absolutely, you know, we want the community behind these events.
Statewide, regional competition, that kind of stuff, is that a key component? Is that something that you really look for?
In certain areas, it's huge. In the area of music, we, you know, out of our $130,000 budget, we spent over $10,000 and would have loved to spend a lot more on just sending kids to regional and state competitions. And that's, you know, paying for their gas and their hotel and their food to get to these places. And the unfortunate thing about us here on the Redwood Coast is that none of these state competitions happen to be in Laytonville or Weaverville or nearby. They're in Riverside. They're in Los Angeles. They're in Fresno. And so it's
costly. That's Northern California, isn't it, for New York State?
It's costly to send kids and families to these events.
And that really is part of this is to keep the family unit so that there is that support team for
them. We always ask when we're trying to, you know, to support a kid or a student that has earned the opportunity is who's taking you? You know, who's taking each kid? In many cases, we're finding that it's a teacher taking four kids or a grandma that's taking two students. Whoever it is, we want to make sure that they are able to get where they need to go and to not worry about how am I going to get there.
If somebody wants to get involved, can they? Is there space for...
Absolutely.
You've got an advisory group. You've got the teachers that are there. Mm-hmm. Is there room for regular guy or gal who has passion for it? Or if they want to try to trigger a different event?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There are, if we look at the whole school year, thousands of volunteers are needed for these events. Just look at History Day, 125 to 150 people just to judge. Science Fair, we've got 20% participation, so you can imagine this year how we had to scramble to get more judges. It's a wonderful problem to have. The salsa competition, we'd love to have more bodies that are helping organize our crowds as they're coming around tasting the kids' salsas. Our website is HumboldtRisingStars.org. That's a great place to start. I invite you to look at the pictures that are there of our kids, of the videos that have been made. They're 5-minute videos where you really get a firsthand view of what these kids here are doing. There's also a donate button. So I, you know, would love to see you take a look at that and see how, you know, every donation dollar goes directly to supporting these kids. There are lots of ways you can get involved, but yeah, please contact me. You can start with our website. We need help with every single one of those events. But in particular, some of those that are judged. I judged History Day this past year without 1 ounce of history expertise other than the history.
I had forgotten it all.
But it didn't matter because I cared and I had the time and the care to spend some time with the kids and interview them and learn about their projects.
All the history I remember, from experience. Thanks for coming by. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Colleen Toastie. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug some loved ones.